News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning. We are expecting partly cloudy skies and temperatures in the lower 70s for the day today. It is 10:30. I'm Raymond Newport, WSAU News. Oneida County officials are reporting the death of a toddler east of Rhinelander on Saturday. Authorities were called out to a home in the town of Pelican around 1:30 by a mother that couldn't locate her 15-month-old child. The home runs alongside the Pelican River, which is where they found the child's body about a half hour later. The child was taken to St. Mary's Hospital but could not be revived. Deputies and the Oneida County Medical Examiner are continuing investigation. A 37-year-old Vesper man is dead after an early morning crash in the town of Plover. Deputies were called out to the scene on Highway 54 around 1:15 Sunday morning. When officers arrived, they found that a driver's truck rolled over into a utility pole. The accident knocked out power to around 2,400 residents. The man was declared dead at the scene. His name is being withheld pending family notification. A Wausau man is under arrest after a Saturday night shooting incident. A caller reported around 10 o'clock that a man was firing a gun at trees on the 1700 block of Cherry Street. When officers arrived, they found the man and safely arrested him without incident. He's currently being held for recklessly endangering safety, operating a firearm while intoxicated, and carrying a concealed weapon. In sports, there were a number of last-minute additions to the Packers under the NFL draft. They picked up wide receivers Jared Aberdis and Jeff Janis, as well as linebacker Carl Bradford and cornerback Dimitri Goodson. And the Brewers were 5-4 winners over the Yankees last night. They'll play the last game of the series this afternoon, pregame at 12:35. Newsline 9 forecast. We are expecting partly cloudy skies today, a high of 72. Tonight, a chance of showers, a low of 54. Showers and storms on Monday with a high near 70. I'm Raymond Newport, WSAU News.